Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition on Sports Byline Broadcast. Along the way here, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It is a Wednesday into a Thursday edition. Lots to get to. I'll bring Dom on here right at the get-go for 1 second to make sure you can hear me. How about that, Dom?
Yeah, you're back, Marty. You unhit the button. All right. You're back.
I hit more mute buttons than you can. Yeah, that might be a sign, right? Shut up. Anyways, world of sports. We're looking forward to it. Wednesday into a Thursday rolling along here. You got to kind of lead with the NFL here a little bit. You really do. Stephon Diggs goes from the Bills to the Houston Texans, who, they got Mixon. They got Diggs. The draft right around the corner. They had a quarterback, in Stroud, who is really right before our very eyes, might develop into a lock, stock, and barrel. Outstanding. I won't go too crazy, but a very, very, very good, if not excellent, quarterback. The Houston Texans are gaining a little bit of a subtraction. So off the field, though, Rashee Rice of the Chiefs hooks up with the Dallas Police Department. Hit and run accident, drag racing, not a good look for the world champion, three-time world champion Chiefs. So we'll see if there's any charges. But, really where I want to go today, we're going to, hit the women's and the men's Final Four a little bit. But, the Masters right around the corner. And what's it going to look like with, the PGA Tour so watered down right now? We got 13 guys from the LIV Tour who are going to tee it up. And you've got a lot of green jackets in amongst them, including the defending champion, John Rahm. So we will dip into that as well. And we'll look at baseball. The first five, six games, we like to look at that too. Pittsburgh Pirates have been a surprise. The Yankees out of the chute in good shape. Some bad starts, though. Look at the Miami Marlins. They can't win. Skip Schumacher, and that team looks horrible right now. We'll get it started coming up here on a Wednesday into a Thursday on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for five federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Wednesday into a Thursday. Lots to get to, you know, travel day coming up tomorrow. We'll give you some of the, you know, the little flavor, little nuggets around the Final Four, both in Glendale, where to me, it doesn't have anywhere near as the groundswell and the juice of the women's. I mean, look, I use my barometer, the media. Look, ESPN's trying to play it down the middle, but they've got the women's national semifinals on Friday night, and then ABC will have the championship game on Sunday. So Disney's in a really good spot. And boy, you know, talk about just living right. Bob Iger and Disney, ESPN, ABC, living large. They're putting up numbers. The numbers came out after we got off the air last night, and that's where I'll start. You know, I gave you a little NFL hints about Stephon Diggs to the Texans from the Bills, and you know, the Rashee Rice situation with Kansas City, the hit and run accident. I don't know. I mean, that's in some jurisdictions, that's a felony. So we'll keep an eye on that situation. But let's stay away from the police blotter. Let's get to it. The TV ratings at its peak, 16 million. I mean, these are crazy numbers. This is better than Thursday night NFL football. This is bigger than a lot of the bowl games. These numbers are just flat out astonishing. I mean, we were thinking 7-8. Coming off the 9-9 last year's championship game, to put up this kind of number, I don't know where to start. I really don't. Is it all Caitlin Clark? No, it really isn't. And that's, you know, sitting here in Iowa, you know, and a lot of people are walking around saying she's responsible for the lion's share of that enormous haul. Now, it was 16 million at its peak. I think the average and the cumulative Nielsen was 12 million. I mean, it just blew me. When I saw those numbers, I thought it was a late April Fool's joke. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I did. I thought, you know, there's no way. Until I saw it in black and white, went to the sites, looked at the raw numbers. And, you know, what Madison Avenue does in the advertising world does in the networks, they look at it by quarter, hour by hour, quarter hour, And this game held everybody. No one was leaving that game on Monday night, right? And then you follow it up with UConn and Southern Cal. I'd like to see what a lead-in LSU and Iowa provided. I mean, that is just these numbers are just absolutely crazy. So now we turn the page and we look forward to Cleveland on Friday night. Look, Friday night's not a good TV night. It just isn't. But I think this one here, and don't forget, these numbers do not include sports bars, airports, and any of those other massive or group settings to where people gather to watch games. They just don't count them, I guess. I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs and the, you know, the idiosyncrasies of the Nielsen. But I don't want to know because it's brain damage. That's for the ad executives to set the advertising rates. You know, we care about numbers in our business, in the radio business. You care. I mean, you care. And now with streaming, who knows? But that's how you set your advertising rates. And so there you go. Caitlin Clark, yes. I believe there is a lot of credibility and a lot of substance and solidarity around the Caitlin Clark effect. I think that's a fair characterization. She's had an enormous impact on sports and women's basketball and women's basketball in particular. We could steer clear of, is there going to be a carryover effect? I say there is. I think the genie's out of the bottle now. I think women's basketball has gone to a whole nother level. And already the NCAA is tipping their hand. The on-campus first and second round sites, home sites for like Iowa and South Carolina and UConn, you're not going to see Storrs, Connecticut host anymore. You're not going to see Iowa City. You're not going to see Columbia, South Carolina. You're not going to see Los Angeles for Southern Cal. Those days are gone. They're going to, over the summer, and I think they can do it pretty quickly, they're going to adopt the men's format. And you know what? It's long overdue. And the reason why they didn't a long time ago was money. They don't want those travel costs. They don't want all that stuff. But you know what? They realize they now have to. Their hand's been forced. Now you want to say, you want to blame that or credit that to Caitlin Clark? I think you can, but you know, that's a slight to LSU. That's a slight to, you know, the Tarazis, the Birds, the Tamika Catchings. I mean, we could go on and on. There was a great foundation for which Caitlin and company, and I'm going to say Caitlin first and company, brought it to this defining moment. But, you know, Iowa shouldn't have two home games. And first of all, it's – and I understand what people say. Well, why not? Keep the costs down. They're blowouts anyways. Iowa played who? They played Holy Cross. They got Holy Cross, who beat Tennessee Martin. And then they played, you know what, West Virginia, and West Virginia scared the you know what out of them. They really did. I mean, that was a game that was tied late going, and it looked like Iowa was going to spit the bit on that game. They didn't. They moved on. So I think it's great. I really do. And I can't wait to see what the next contract looks like when you know, the NCAA gets together with ESPN, because man, oh man, and it is about the almighty dollar, right? There is no question. Angel Reese today declared WNBA. I think that's great. She does have a COVID year. Some of the other players do as well. We'll see. I love it when they go back and they take every opportunity, squeeze every ounce of their collegiate careers. But guess what? The elite players, they know it's not about going back to college for a year where your team is going to get, you know, Iowa's not going to be, I'm not going to say very good. Iowa could be decent next year, but they're not going to be a team that gets to the Final Four. I mean, I don't care how much Lisa Bluter recruits, and she's going to have an easier time. Trust me. She's got a story to sell. But there will be a cycle for the Iowa Hawkeyes women's program. They will cycle downward for a year or two, and then they'll spike right back up because they are going to get some really, really talented players. And Lisa's a great recruiter. She is. Gabby Marshall's story on how she came out of, I think it was Notre Dame prep in Cincinnati, how she ended up at Iowa. They take a different approach. They're not like LSU. They're not like Stanford. They're not like Connecticut. You know, Caitlin Clark's out saying, man, I didn't get recruited by Connecticut. I mean, I got a phone call, or I might have got an obligatory form letter, but they didn't recruit her. And that, to this day, motivates Caitlin Clark because she loved UConn and she dreamed of playing there. Well, she didn't, and they didn't recruit her. And I'll tell you, she's using that, I guarantee you, as fodder on Friday night. Now, is it the driving force? No. She's not that self, you know, self-indulgent and self-absorbed where she's going to make it all about her and UConn not recruiting her. But I'll tell you, and I'm going to share with you today, I walked through a store in the mall. It's called Shields, and the Caitlin Clark and the Iowa corner of that store was just amazing. Mannequins with jerseys, 22. They are mixing in a few other of the gals' numbers, but it is just a shrine. I mean, it kind of looks like, you know, Caitlin someday will probably have a clothing store with sports memorabilia and call it Caitlin's Closet, because that's what it looked like. And Scheels is a huge, I don't know if it's a nationwide chain or primarily in the Midwest, but it's S-C-H-E-E-L apostrophe S, Scheels. And I went through there, and the hats, the shirts, the jackets, the everything, it's just loaded with Caitlin Clark. So they are cashing in. They really and truly are. And as well, they should. But anyways, the women's game's going to a whole nother level. The tournament's going to a whole nother level. The TV, the distribution, everything's going to be different. I think you're going to see an upgrade in the studio with ESPN. And whether ABC now says, you know what, this is big enough to where we can put these games in prime time. I'd like to say they made a huge mistake not putting that game on ABC Monday night, and I want to say they did. I think they cost themselves even a bigger number. But when you put up, seriously, when you put up 12 million people, you know, low 12, you know, 12.3, whatever it was, and you peaked at 16 million, that is just, you can't start, you know, splitting hairs and say, well, if they put it on ABC, they would have done this, they would have done that. Listen, they made a conscious decision. They wanted to stay with Jeopardy. They wanted to stay with American Idol. They put the basketball on ESPN, and guess what? They cashed in big time. And there was two pretty decent games, right? Two really solid games. So nobody could really complain. All right, that's one segment down. We got a lot to get to. I do want to do some stuff. The Masters is right around the corner. We got to touch on the men's side. I think it's the UConn Invitational. We'll get it going here, more so. Sweep the bottom of the hour here on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
All right, talking the world of sports, do a little baseball before the top of the hour. Red Sox over the A's 1-0. It was a bevy of Wednesday into Thursday afternoon baseball. There really was. Red Sox 1-0 over Oakland, 4-2 to start their season. The Yankees were having their way with the D-backs. The good, bad, and the ugly, you know, the Red Sox, that's a good start for them, good start for the Yankees. Boy, there's some. I mean, the Pirates are off to a 5-0 start. How about them Buccos? Dodgers are the Dodgers. We shall see. But, boy, Marlins, another pounding today. 10-2 losers. Want to say Angels. So 0-7, Skip Schumacher having a bumpy ride with the Marlins. So there you go. A little more on maybe top of the hour with the baseball stuff. I want to get to the golf. Here we go with the Masters. And let's not pretend that the state of golf is a mess right now. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I hate to see Commissioner Monahan, Jay Monahan, who's from Belmont, Massachusetts. It's a good family. His dad was a very, very good attorney over near Harvard and Cambridge, Mass. The Monahan family. Jay Monahan went to Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. He is part of, you know, Theo Epstein, Sam Kennedy, Jay Monahan, the kid with the Cubs, whose name escapes me at the moment, Jed Hoyer, who broke in with the Padres like Theo did. I mean, these, and they're not young Turks anymore, but when they broke in, Theo Epstein became the general manager of the Red Sox. He built a team that won the World Series. You know, the owner, of course, John Henry. He also had Tom Werner, who, you know, was a television executive. He was responsible for Roseanne Barr's ascension from a nobody to worldwide acclaim and fame. Larry Lucchino, who we reported to you yesterday, passed away, I believe, on Monday at the age of 78. He, too, was a huge part as a co-architect of the Red Sox, ending the curse of the Bambino, having not won since 1918. So, and the Red Sox did commemorate the 100 years of that drought, but it wasn't a 100-year drought at that point because they won back in 2004. And ironically, we're going to have Derek Lowe, the former Red Sox pitcher. He's with the Mariners, came over in that Heath Slocum, Jason Veritek trade. Derek Lowe will be on the show with us tomorrow. So we'll talk baseball and we'll talk some golf with Derek Lowe. So looking forward to that. I digress. Go back to Jay Monahan, state of golf. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And you've got 13 of the LIV players will be playing at Augusta. The PGA Tour right now is what? It's Scheffler. It's Rory. It's occasionally, you know, Fowler will flirt with a victory. It's Justin Thomas. But John Rahm is out today with, I think, the truth. And that is, this can't go on. We either have to see a unification of the PGA Tour and the private investment fund, which is Saudi Arabia. And some people want to call it blood money. And that wouldn't be too far from the truth. But the idea that the PGA Tour can plod along the way it is right now is folly. It's not going to make it. And unfortunately, I think that Monahan stands a very good chance of being the scapegoat, which I think is patently unfair. There's not a sports executive in the world that could survive what Monahan is trying to navigate. And you just can't do it. You're going to a talent war, trying to retain talent. You've got a squirt gun, and Saudi Arabia has bazookas. It's a mismatch. They can play checkbook golf. We've seen it in every single sport. We go back to baseball with Andy Messersmith, Reggie Jackson. Wayne Garland. I mean, I'm throwing out some obscure names. Why am I? Because that's what Major League Baseball did back in the 70s. Free agency struck, and what happened? Teams got got raided. I mean, the Red Sox purged and literally went after the Oakland A's championship teams. They went after Raleigh Fingers, Joe Rudy, Gene Tennis, and Vita Blue. The Yankees went after him. And Bowie Kuhn, the commissioner, stepped in and said, hey, I'm voiding these trades. These trades are not going to happen. And he had a little-known clause, and he was able to come out and not hide behind it. He voided the trades. He nixed the trades in the spirit of, it's not in the best interest of baseball. You'd never get away with that now. You'll never get away with that. You'd have lawsuits galore. You'd never, ever get a court to rule in your favor. So this is what's happening, 40 years later, 50 years later to golf. It may be over for the PGA Tour. We may never, ever see those three letters attached to the tour in the United States, Professional Golfers Association. To me, it's over. We're going to have a world league. We're going to have a global league. I don't have a huge problem with it because it's already taken place. The thing that is troubling is how it's put together, and whoever's got the biggest checkbook has the most power. So we're going to see a golf tour in this country that is going to be ruled and orchestrated and overseen by a foreign interest with a very sordid past and a very sordid here and now. And I do think this is going to hurt the game. I think it's going to hurt television. I think it's going to hurt the merchandising. I think it's going to leave one big, fat, sour taste in the golf consumer's palate, in their mouth. They're not going to like the taste of this. And I've heard people say, it's no big deal. As long as they put it out there and the stars are competing against each other, we have nothing to worry about. I buy that in part, but I don't buy it in its totality. I just don't. Because you're assuming people are stupid, and people aren't. I mean, there's a lot of stupid people in the world. You might be listening to one. But I will tell you this. People aren't stupid. And they do have an opinion and do get moved by the motives of people, especially the hierarchy, the directors and the executives that make policy and set rules and put dollar figures to purses. There's going to be a lot of money. And you could make the argument that these star players, the Rahms, the Rorys, the Schefflers, I mean, Fowler, we can go right on down the line. Dustin Johnson, I'll digress for a second. Since Dustin Johnson took the money from Saudi Arabia, he has literally fallen off the map. He is literally, it's almost like the world was flat and he fell off the edge. He went for a long walk on a short pier. Because Dustin Johnson is irrelevant right now. He could win three LIV tours and not get the juice that he would get if he won the Players, or if he won even maybe not the Texas Open, but if he won the Players, or if he won, Farmers, if he won at Torrey, if he won at Pebble, where he's, I believe, won before, Dustin Johnson's fallen off the map. I mean, and if you've ever watched the LIV TV, which very few people have, I mean, this radio show might have more impact than putting golf LIV Tour on CW. I mean, come on, you're putting your tournament on CW in this country, and now they're coming out saying, well, it's really a streaming event. It's a streaming event. I don't know anybody that watches LIV. I turned it on one time on the CW affiliate here in the Midwest, and it was like watching a game show. I mean, the colors, the team matchups, nobody cares. Nobody cares. You know what people care about? They care about the Thursday when the tournament starts. They want to see what happens on Friday. Saturday's movement day, and then people are locked and loaded for the final round to see who wins on Sunday. It's not rocket science. It really and truly isn't. So I don't know what this hybrid's going to look like, but this marriage is, I mean, people are going to hold their nose and go to this wedding and support this union between the PGA and the public or private investment fund, PIF, whatever it is. I mean, that's just and to me, it's sad in one respect, but it's necessary. I want to see the best play the best. I really do. Don't you? I mean, do you want to see John Rahm beat up on, you know, Tyrrell Hatton or some other essential tier two or tier three player? Of course you don't. You want to see John Rahm, and we're going to see it at Augusta starting next week. That's at this time next week, we're going to be, you know, par three tournament. We'll be all jacked up. But we know when the first round goes off a week from Thursday, what are we going to see? The best of the best. And Dustin Johnson, if he goes out and shoots 4-under, 5-under par on the opening round next Thursday, it'll be the most publicity and the most TV exposure that he's gotten since he signed his pact with essentially the devil. And he was one of the first, and they took more heat. Now it's, hey, you know, I got Golf Magazine today at the airport in Detroit. What am I reading? John Rahm, Masters preview. He's $500 million richer. An endorsement brings him up to $750 million. You can't fault the guy. Young family, couple of kids. He's going to line his pockets. He's taking the money. So I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see how this whole thing comes off. It really is. It's going to be phenomenal to watch. And I don't think it's going to be a great thing. I don't think it's going to be a pretty thing. But it's necessary. We got to bring the stars together, do we not? All right, we're coming back. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Sports Overnight America. We're coming back.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports, boy, the Washington Post, you know, the L.A. Times has already walked back and apologized. The writer, I forgot his name, Block or somebody. I never heard of the guy, but he wrote the, you know, the dirty debutantes and, you know, really took a, you know, just a mean-spirited, ugly, cheap, you know, attack at LSU. You know, he came out, I'll give him credit, walked it back, apologized. Now you got the Washington Post, and let me tell you something, that profile of Kim Mulkey turns out to be a big, fat, nothing burger, and I like Kent Babb. I think he's a hell of a writer, but man, he wrote a, I mean, he killed a forest with the number of trees that he killed writing the story of the Washington Post, and it was a nothing burger. My God. The Washington Post, I mean, they had so much. And this is the problem with media outlets. You know, seriously, when they go nutty and start, you know, overhyping and overpromoting, oh, the story's coming out, 2-year investigation. I mean, Saturday we woke up in Albany and I'm sitting there watching the shoot around. And, oh, boy, actually, I was out at the media parking lot. And, hey, the Washington Post just dropped the story on LSU coach Kim Mulkey. I read half of it and I said, wake me up when they tell me something I didn't know. I mean, seriously, it was a disgrace. And then finally I sat down and read the whole thing. Yeah, there were some things. Okay, let's just give you the skinny, all right? She didn't get along with her father. Oh, okay. She's the first coach. Maybe Bobby Knight. You think he got along with everybody? I don't think so. Next thing, you know, she's tough on her players. Okay. Bobby Knight, you know, strangled one of his players, grabbed him around the neck, right? Threw a chair. Told the AD to basically take a long walk off a short pier, right? I mean, we go on and on and on. And he's one of many. All right, next thing, you know what? She really doesn't like her players with what they do on social media. She's a 60-something coach who doesn't even, wouldn't know Twitter or X if it bit her in the rear end. And then she's getting all this drama and this crap that's going on in cesspool, X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I mean, come on. You expect her to pay attention to that and coach a team. It goes with the territory. Yes, you have coaches that say, I don't want the phones in practice. I strongly encourage you to use good judgment on social media. And if you're a college basketball player and you have a crappy game and these dopes who are out there betting on you and they lose money, and you have a bad game, and you go into that locker room, you shower, you dress, you get back to your dorm, and you open up your phone and your browser, and you read social media, and guess what? The knuckleheads who just lost money are attacking you. And then you get down in the dumps, and you get all depressed and bummed out, and then the coach sees it the next day because your body language is horrible, you're moping, you feel bad because you feel worse than if your dog died, or if your boyfriend took up with someone else. Now there's the sensitive stuff. There's the sexual orientation and stuff like that. Okay. Why go there? Why go there? You know it's loaded with peril. And guess what? It's their private life. And these kids are not 12. They're 18, and in some cases, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. Okay, so stuff's going on. They have their lives. They have their personal lives. The attacks are just a joke. And, you know, so Kent Babb, no offense. Why did you write this piece? Hey, look at me. Look what I've done. You didn't do anything. You just basically told us what we knew. You know, Kim Mulkey had a messy divorce. Hello? Really? We care about that? She grew up in a very kind of a impoverished situation in Louisiana. Well, there's poverty in Iowa. There's poverty in California. There's poverty everywhere. And, yeah, she didn't get along with her sister. And her dad had to sneak into games to watch her coach. And what dad doesn't want to see their daughter coach, play, do whatever. You know, don't forget, Kim Mulkey was a pretty good player at Louisiana Tech in Rusted, Louisiana. She's a good player. Part of a Final Four team, if I'm not mistaken. My God, Washington Post, really? I almost felt embarrassed that I read it. And I'm almost even equally as embarrassed that I'm talking about it. But it was so much of a nothing burger, you have to address it. You know, we'll take our little, we'll take our little bully pulpit and say, horrible job out of you, Kent Babb. What did you do? You just wrote self-flagellation, whatever you want to call it. My God, you got all this publicity, and this is what you come up with? Boo. All right, we haven't talked about the men, and I'll double back on the women, too. I'm not going to get into picks, but, you know, I just want to break it down and say this. Nobody's beating UConn. Nobody's beating UConn on the men's side. It's just not going to happen. You know, listen, you could hang with them for a while, but you know what they do? And it's really simple. This isn't even hard to break down. They have a 7-foot guy, Donovan Klingon, in the middle at 7'2", 285, 290. And he's got not great footwork, but he's got improving footwork. They pitch it down to him. Everybody collapses down because he's going to tear you apart in the middle. And then they kick out. And then they hit threes. And then they can run in transition. Klingon can grab a rebound, pitch it out to Castle, then boom off to Newton, and then they're in full run mode. They no offense to Dan Hurley. He'll get Coach of the Year. I do think Otzelberger and Sampson did outstanding jobs with a lot less. But you know what? Hurley's going to be the National Coach of the Year. And UConn's going to successfully defend their national title from a year ago. It's not even going to be close. They've won, 13 straight games by double digits, and it's going to be the same old thing. It's going to be two to you and two to Lou. They're going to give their thumb to two more opponents, and they're going to cut down the net. It's not going to matter who they match up with the national championship game. It's over. There's no drama. Zero drama in Glendale. And I'll be the first one. If I'm sitting here Saturday night or if I'm sitting in Cleveland on our off day because the women are playing Friday, Sunday, I'll be on the air Saturday night. I'll eat crow and I'll sit there on the banks of Lake Erie and I'll just eat my crow and no salt, pepper, no spices, nothing to take the bitter taste out of it. It's not happening. So I'm sorry. If you're spending good money and you're going to Glendale, you better be a UConn fan, and you better like watching a team blow out two opponents, one on Saturday and the other one on Monday night. And you might as well just turn the page to golf if you're on the men's side. This women's tournament now is playing out like nobody could have foreseen. Listen to this. We saw the TV ratings that Iowa put up. This tournament this weekend is going to be an absolute juggernaut, number one. Number two, the buildup. The ticket prices, the hotels. I mean, Cleveland has turned into Manhattan. They're getting, the Westin Hotel is now up $500-$600 per night. And oh, by the way, 3 and 4 night minimums. So let me get this straight. Your team gets knocked out Friday night. You got to stay over Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and leave Monday. So let me get this straight. You're out $2,000 plus tax. So you're out about $2,500 in hotel. You're out about the equal amount for tickets. Now you're out $5,000. You got to eat, drink, and be merry. It's a $7,000 weekend. Who's paying this? Iowa people. Connecticut people. I can't speak for North Carolina State. I don't know. South Carolina, they're paying too. Talk to the hotels. They're telling you we could have charged more. The ticket prices keep going up. If you buy a full session, you're out huge money and people are paying for it. Double fisted, home equity, whatever they got to do. Iowa fans do not want to miss this. They've got themselves completely convinced that they're going to see a championship, a national championship brought back to Iowa. Trust me, I talked to them today. They really believe it. We're Destiny's Child. We're Destiny's team. We're not afraid of South Carolina. We beat them a year ago. We took care of our rival nemesis, LSU. We're home free. Well, you got to play UConn Friday night. Paige Buechers, Beckers, whatever her last name is, she's a hell of a basketball player. They don't have the depth that Iowa does. Iowa's playing seven, but they're also sneaking some girls, gals in there, women, to eat up some minutes, block a shot, box out, foul trouble for Stuckel the other night. Hey, they needed bodies, and they had them. And Hannah Stuckel, you know, it fouled out, and you knew it was coming. You could see it. Just like you could see that Angel Reese was going to foul out eventually. I digress. This is the new frontier. This is the new normal in women's basketball. People can't get enough of it. The merchandising is crazy. Caitlin Clark, I mean, she can monetize this beyond belief. And she will, and she should. And again, we can save ourselves the debate on whether this is going to transcend to bigger and better. I believe it will. There'll be another Caitlin Clark that'll come down the pike. It may take a couple years. There'll be a player that we focus on. Now, maybe not as good as Caitlin Clark. I mean, Gino Auriemma is telling everyone that, you know, Beckers is the best player in the country. Well, he should say that. He's her head coach. That's the bottom line. I think it's as I think this is as cool can be. There is going to be, 16,000 people that belly their way through the turnstiles there on Friday and Sunday, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern time, and it's appointment television. You cannot say the same about the men's. It's not. You could tell me UConn is as dominant as those great Duke teams, those great UCLA teams, those great UNLV teams, the Villanova teams of Jay Wright, which were really good. They weren't dominant. This is a dominant UConn team. And, you know, they did it in 2016. Hey, far be it from me to question it. UConn may sweep them both. Who knows? I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. I wouldn't. I think South Carolina, much like UConn on the men's side, is a rightful, and you can justify feeling like they're going to turn this into the Gamecock Invitational in Cleveland. They have a chance to do that. I think they have a better than 50-50 chance to win big both nights. Friday night over NC State and the survivor of UConn, Iowa. Notice I said survivor because it's going to be a rock fight. That late game on Friday night. If you don't want to agree that the whole women's tournament on this Final Four weekend in Cleveland's appointment television, you'll never convince me that Friday night, 9:30, that a lot of people are going to be bellied up to watch that game. I think sports bars on a Friday night from the shores of Rhode Island all the way to the shores of California, people are going to be watching. And Friday night is not a great TV night. We know that. It's start of a weekend. If we get warm weather, people do things on Friday night. They get out and about. But I'm telling you, people are going to be on their phones, in front of TVs, and they're talking. And you got to throw the gambling element into it. I mean, I'm reading Jay Mariotti, who does a nice blog, and I read his column, and it's just absolutely amazing what he's saying. And just, you know, the women's sport now is the genie's out of the gambling bottle. There is huge amounts of money being bet on women's basketball, and it's going to happen Friday night. It's going to happen Sunday, and it's going to continue on into next year and many years beyond. It's legal in 38, 39 jurisdictions. And it is going to be huge. It really and truly is. All right, we'll come back. What we're streaming and screaming about, some baseball in the afternoon. It's a Wednesday into a Thursday. It's the calm before the Final Four storms in Glendale and Cleveland and across the country and around the globe. Right here with Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. Coming back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Sports Overnight America presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Randy Byrne. I want to thank George Cataldo and company with Iowa EPS and Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Again, that outstanding job that Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, and staff do at Innovative Wellness with the shockwave therapy, neuropathy, sports-related injuries. Their grand opening coming up on the 11th, a week from Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. We will continue to tell you about that. Innovative Wellness dot center. Boy, the Yankees 6-5 over the D-backs in 11. They got some pop in that lineup. You know, Judge, you know, had the toe injury. He's back. Homer doubled today. Verdugo, who they got from Boston. You know, rarely do you see those trades in the division with an impact player, but Verdugo was a pain in the rear in Boston. The ownership group and Cora got sick of his act, and so they sent Verdugo packing. He homers today as well. 6-5 Yanks. Told you, Angels whoop up on the Marlins, 0-7. I believe it's 0-7 or 0-8. They're a mess right now. Orioles, Dom predicted it. He said Dom thought the Orioles would have a nice bounce back year after a successful year last year, but then Texas got them in the postseason, went on to win the World Series. And Texas righted their ship today with a 4-1 win. So, yeah, some afternoon baseball. Who else did we have? Let's see if I can do this real quick. Yeah, we had Texas beat the Rays 4-1, Angels 10-2 over the Marlins. Twins Brewers, that's always a good matchup. I like when they play. I really do. You know, the Brewers used to, you know, be in the American League, and there was a little bit of a border war there. But, yeah, Twins took out the Brewers today as well. Red Sox over the A's. Sox win 4 of their first 6, and they'll be back. And you're going to have Marathon Week coming up a week from this Monday. Cleveland Guardians will be in Boston for the 11:05 traditional Patriots Day, Boston Marathon Day, first pitch at Fenway, and then you race to the finish line to see the finish of the Boston Marathon. All right, great job out of Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to the whole crew today. Cleveland Bound will be with you there the rest of the week, and then Saturday night for a full 3 hours on our off day. For, again, Dom and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. More Sports Overnight America following news, top of the hour. Adios. Yeah!